Yeah.
Can we get a roll call?
Kern.
Here.
Hugh.
Here.
Michaels.
Present.
Sexton.
Here.
Straub.
Yes.
Taylor.
Here.
Coward.
Present. Get approval of the agenda.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Straub.
So for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Do we have any public participation, Steve?
Nope.
No public participation. Communication from the...
Minutes.
Oh, sorry. Approval of the minutes for May 10th, 2024.
So moved, Carter.
Open for discussion.
Second.
I wasn't here, so.
Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, public participation is nine. Communication.
Champaign Urbana Day is kicking off this evening at Douglas Park from, I think, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. And then tomorrow is 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you guys are good, don't
Sunday
have
too,
anything
isn't it?
Yep, and it's Sunday, too. I think it's 11 to 5 or 11 to 6 on Sunday. So all 3 days we'll be out at Douglas Park. If anybody want to come see
it's a long one tomorrow.
Yeah, long. I'll be there on Saturday.
Yeah, I am, too, but it's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend, though.
It is. Oh, yeah. And I'm thankful for that because, I didn't want to be out there baking.
Right.
I did my student teaching.
Okay.
And I used to love walking around that park.
Mm-hmm. And they even did so many upgrades, too.
Any more communication? Okay, we need a county and township motor fuel tax claim for May. In June, July 2024.
So moved, Carter.
I'll second that.
Brett, second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
Lots of township claims. Yeah. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yep. We're all good.
No discussion?
Mm-mm.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
The first item is a resolution for the Champaign County Regional mm-hmm. Planning Commission's Kuatz fees. Mm-hmm. These are our annual fees paid from the motor fuel tax fund mm-hmm. for the planning and work that the Kuatz folks do for the whole community. Everybody who's a member gets billed. They always come out in July.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we haven't had a meeting since then. So this is a resolution for $36,984 to pay the Kuatz fees. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Michaels.
Open for discussion. Diane?
Yes, ma'am. I see the fees are about 36, and that's kind of where they've been.
Yeah.
Are they looking to move those up? I mean, it seems like everything else is moving up, mm-hmm. and I don't know, you know, how much more that'll go or what we'll get out of it.
I honestly don't know. Have they had those conversations, Samantha, at the policy committee about changing the fees at all?
No. I know the biggest concern has been the C cards, and that's
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. yeah. Right. So it's basically Kuatz gets money from the feds, they get money from the state, right. and whatever the gap is left over, they need to allocate that mm-hmm. to the you know, to the different groups that support Kuatz. So
right.
They do wonderful work, and they do a lot of work
yeah.
on behalf of the community. So,
right.
But I haven't been in discussions about changing those I think it was the exact same last year, wasn't it, Michelle?
Yeah.
I thought it was around the same amount.
And we had the same conversation last year.
Yeah, so.
Just waiting for them to pull the trigger on that.
You know it's coming.
Well, it's all for people. It's not for projects. None of this money goes towards projects. Mm-hmm, it's for the work and the planning that they do.
And people, that's your biggest expense on your budget.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 So the next item is a letter that I received via email from the district engineer, Kensel Garnett, on behalf of IDOT. As you know, the bridge over 2000E has been closed for quite some time. It got struck multiple times. It's too low, so they removed it. Their intent at the time of removal was to totally remove the embankment and the whole nine yards and do away with the bridge altogether and not have any kind of crossing there at 2000E. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of discussion from Steve's office and from political types as well about trying to get that bridge replaced, because it does put a burden on the people that farm out there that try to get their, you know, there's a grain elevator right down there on 150 that people want to take their grain to. Obviously, they got to go around now instead of go over. There's some public emergency, you know, for the ambulances and for the fire trucks. They don't any longer have access across the roadway. So, Steve's been working with lots of folks to try to get it replaced. And this is IDOT's answer to replacing it, which is basically saying, IDOT will replace the bridge, and then after that, they just go like this, and it becomes a county structure. Mm-hmm. They did not want it to be a township structure, because townships don't have the capability of maintaining or funding anything like that. It puts a tremendous burden on the county, financially, as well as all kinds. There's no other bridge in the state that I'm aware of that a county owns that crosses the interstate. And I don't even know that the Federal Highway Administration would approve this, even if it somehow moved forward. I can't believe that FHWA would allow IDOT to give a bridge over the interstate to the county. So they talk about all the maintenance, the inspection of it. Obviously, they've got a whole plan here of what has to happen in the numbered years, and it looks like they kind of run it out to 100 years, and then it gets replaced. And the financial burden would be tremendous on the county. And then at some point when it does get replaced, holy cow, I can't imagine, you know, you're talking tens or hundreds of millions of dollars at that point to replace the bridge. So, Steve, do you want to give any backstory to this?
I was happy to hear that there was some discussion from IDOT about it, because they've not really said anything. I'm continuing to work with various officials to apply pressure to them. I talked to Jeff about this. We got this a while ago. It's just coming to you now because we had a meeting last month. I've been waiting until Highway looks at it and considers it before I would try and reach out to either Mr. Garnett or inform some of the folks that I've been working with to try and get them to rebuild the structure. Jeff and I both agreed that we did need to have a response back to them, so I think that response likely needs to be generated from this committee. I agree with Jeff that it's a financial burden that, I mean, Jeff does an excellent job replacing our structures and our roadways, but when you're talking about something that is of this magnitude, it's not really sustainable.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, your thoughts on it, and then Jeff and I can craft some kind of a response to Mr. Garnett.
I mean, one of the reasons it's so great to be on the Highway Committee is because you all do such a great job of, you know, efficiency and maintaining a fund balance that's healthier than most departments in our county. And this seems like it would be a big tax on that and really kind of drain a lot of the very hard work, I'm sure, that it took to maintain this level of security.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this isn't the solution.
No, I don't believe so either.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm wondering what happens if they just barricade it off.
It's just it's a hole to nowhere right now.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I haven't been out there.
That's awesome to see the maintenance plan. You know, I think just learning, being on the board, that wasn't included in a lot of the county buildings. Mm-hmm. And so to have that included with the highway, that's how we keep good care of our right. highway. So that's awesome.
But, yeah.
Can you refuse to take jurisdiction?
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing to take jurisdiction of now because there's just a hole there. So, you know, it's not the answer.
Yeah, we just don't have the funds. I mean, we do well enough, and the motor fuel tax account tends to bubble up and down, and, you know, that we need to take care of what we have.
Right.
So, because the townships can chip in?
We still...
I mean, how would that work?
Well, the townships don't have any money. That's the problem.
Not to even make a donation,
so,
though.
Let's talk Wilbur Heights. We'll ask you about donations on townships. Because the problem is they don't have the tax
revenue
right. that the rest of us...
And they adapt as well.
Yeah.
Well, and not just the initial, you know, like, I mean, the maintenance investment is the thing on the hook
yes.
right now,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So... I mean, if they wanted us to commit to an initial investment, that would be one thing, right? Mm-hmm. But to make that kind of marriage for ever
right.
after seems...
Yeah, that's tough.
Long term, huh?
Yeah, that's just not an acceptable proposal.
As Jeff and I talked earlier, there is a clause in this agreement that says if in the state's determination we are not adequately maintaining the bridge, they can simply hire a third party and back charge us.
No.
There's no
absolutely
limits,
not.
Limits on what that amount
yeah.
might be.
Right. Yeah, that
come back and kick you in your butt uh-huh. if we don't
yeah.
do it. So
that seems
well,
like
even if you even
loan.
If you do it, if they don't like something in the way it's written or anything else, they can go, oh well, that's not acceptable. We'll send somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're on the hook for it anyway.
Right.
No.
Yep.
So we're needing a motion from this group. Is kind of what you're talking about, Steve? Saying that we are not in favor of this opportunity?
That would be helpful. I mean, if you wanted to phrase it differently in terms of the desire of people in the county to have the structure replaced, you could even talk about mm-hmm. how initially IDOT had indicated that they were going to replace the structure
mm-hmm.
and simply asked that they follow through on what they originally had said that they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know,
put some words together.
I think we need to also highlight this is just not a sustainable solution
correct.
For our county. It's not in the best
right.
interest
yeah.
of
correct.
Our
yeah.
constituency.
So how would we word that so we can get it into Michelle's minutes over there?
You got some suggestive wording, Steve.
Yeah.
But if we don't pass this, we can still put it on the full board, right?
Oh, sure.
And move it along.
In fact, I would prefer it to be on the full board.
Yeah.
That would be better. So we can work on putting something. You want to work with me to put something together?
Yeah.
You can, I mean, you want to do a voice vote just in support of Jeff's determination that this is not a agreement that is feasible for Champaign County. We can draft something and they can go to the full board.
So draft some kind of response that would go to the full board? Is that what we're wanting to do?
Okay.
All right, we can do that. So yeah, the Highway Committee just wants to have a voice vote and make a motion that the county engineer and the county executive draft a response to IDOT and bring it to the full board meeting this month?
Yep, this month.
Okay. And all in favor of the county engineer drafting a letter to bring to the full board, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Ayes have it.
All right. That's what we'll do then. That's all that I have, Madam Chair.
Other business? Is there any other business? Seeing there's no share report. And the designated item to be placed on the consent agenda is item number 8. Is it anything else that the committee wanted to address? If not, I declare us adjourned.
Thank you.
Ooh,
that was a good meeting.
It's always all meetings are like this.
Yeah.
Right, with donuts.
All right, I'm going to work.